This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
SoCal's Country Station 95.1 K-Frog. I'm Pepper. This is Spirit of the IE. If you've ever admired a quilt and thought, that's more than just fabric, this next conversation is for you. The Valley Quilters Guild is getting ready for its annual quilt show at the Valleywide Recreation Center in San Jacinto, happening February 13th and 14th. It's a celebration of creativity, craftsmanship, and community. Here to tell us more is President of the Valley Quilters Guild for 2026, Amy Mora, and outgoing President Grace Ward. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having us. Yes. We really are appreciative to be able to be here to share our inspirations of using quilting.
For those who haven't been before, what makes the Valley Quilt Show special?
Well, the quilt show is our opportunity to show what Valley Quilters Guild has done for the past year. We hang up quilts that have been entered, and they're judged. And hopefully, if your quilt gets a ribbon, it's shown that way. But I like to see it as a way of just showing the general public, other quilters, what's going on in Hemet with quilting. It may be something super fantastic and just to the epitome of quilting, you know, just a beautiful quilt with the perfect stitching and so on. But it might show, we might be showing something more innovative, you know, and something that other people haven't done before. But then we also have quilters that maybe aren't on the blue ribbon level, but I like to see those quilts because I see what other people can do. And I think, well, maybe I can do that too. I really enjoy our quilt show. We also have vendors. We have an opportunity to buy things. We have a consignment shop. And across the way from the main building, we have quilt supplies or fabrics that were maybe pre-loved. Now we're selling them at $4 a yard or something like that. And it all goes to help support our guild.
You've brought something with you. Can you tell us about these?
These are kind of an example of a quilt. They're called bowl cozies. And basically, they're batting inside with a top and a bottom of quilts. And it's kind of sewn so that it looks like a bowl. And you put your bowl in there. And you can use it in the microwave, and it's already a pot holder for you. But actually, it's kind of an example of a quilt. It's got the top, it's got the bottom, it's got the batting inside, and it's sewn together like a quilt would be.
And they're super cute.
Yeah, they're super cute.
You can also put ice cream in them.
Oh, and you can put ice cream bowls in there, yes.
So it works for whatever season we're in.
Right,
whatever.
Yes.
When and where is the quilt show happening, and what can visitors expect when they walk in?
The quilt show is happening at Valleywide Recreational Center in San Jacinto, and it is on February 13th and 14th from 10 a.m. to 4 on Friday and Saturday. And we have over 129 quilts this year that is shown. And out of those, we do have American flags that we're quilts. Quilts that are made in American flags, and they are being shown in celebration of our 250-year anniversary for the country. So it's really exciting to see the flag quilts.
Are there any other standout pieces or categories we should look for?
You would look for the ribbons, for the blue ribbons, red ribbons, and white ribbons. We have different categories. We have from the most beautiful quilt or the most loved quilt in the show to the white ribbons, red ribbons, first, second, and third place.
We categorize by size. So yeah. We can have like a king size quilt or mm-hmm. a lap quilt, all the way down to a mini quilt. And we also have what technique was used mm-hmm. to make the quilt. If it's mostly pieced, it's in the piecing category. If it's appliqué, which is basically sewing one fabric on top, not putting the two edges together, but sewing one on top of the other, and that's the appliqué category. And
embroidery.
Yeah, we have some embroidery categories. Also art quilts. Mm-hmm. I'm actually entering in an art quilt this year. It's kind of exciting.
What does that mean, an art quilt?
Well, it's basically a quilt that's not meant to sleep under. It's more of a wall hanging. It's made with techniques that might be a little more, or even substances that aren't fabric necessarily, or how it's put together. It's maybe a little more fragile than something you can throw in the washer and dryer, but it's more artsy than it is utilitarian, you know, a utility quilt.
And then will there be demonstrations or hands-on activities for people who are new to quilting?
We do security quilts that we give away to people in the community, to different organizations. And with those security quilts, we do have a demonstration there of showing how these quilts are made for, to given out, how they're quilted, are tied. We tie them, and some of them are quilted, some of them are tied. And so those are what we will demonstrate of how it's to be done, to show that if anybody wants to come and participate, we have a meeting on every Monday morning. At Valleywide in San Jacinto. And they tie quilts, they put them together, they put kits together for people to take home to sew and bring back.
I'm speaking with Grace Ward, outgoing president of the Valley Quilters Guild, and incoming president, Amy Mora. Quilting has a strong tradition of community storytelling. How does the Guild keep that heritage alive?
Well, we do go out into the community. We take these security quilts that Grace was talking about, and we basically donate them to many different charities and entities, you know, like the fire department, or we've given to the ER room in the hospitals. Just something that we can demonstrate to people maybe that need it, that there are people out there that care for them enough to make these quilts just so that in their time of need that they could be wrapped in a quilt and maybe feel that hug from us to them.
And what other ways does the Valley Quilters Guild support local causes or give back to the community?
We give back to Birth Choice, to hospice. We do pillowcases. They go to foster children. We give to the hospital ER. My daughter happens to work in an ER, and she asked to have quilts to give out to someone that happens to pass away in their ER, to the family, so they have something to hold on to during those times. To rehabs, rotary clubs, foster kids. It's just so many variable places that we can give. If we hear of a need, we try to meet that. Last year, we gave over 180 quilts out, plus pillowcases, plus the receiving blankets. People make those. Some people make bears and dolls that we've given out to different places. So we reach out in many different ways to the community, as we feel like it's really good to give back to the community to show that we care.
Do you see younger generations getting involved, and how do you encourage that?
I'm in a friendship group that meets at Hemet Library, and it's open to anybody who wants to come and drag their sewing machine in. We're right there near the entrance. And every once in a while, we get somebody popping their head in our group, because we're in the public, right? And it's well-trafficked. And we get, I want to learn how to sew. And we actually had a couple of girls that came and sewed with us in the summertime. They were maybe 12, 13 years old. And to watch them really, look what I made, you know, and they actually put it together. They're designing their own stuff, you know. These kids don't have anything in their brains telling them, I can't do this, or I shouldn't do it this way, you know, like we all eventually, when we grow up, we end up having. They just do it. And it's so much fun to watch. And I would really like to see Valley Quilters Guild getting more involved with kids and letting them know that we're there and that they can come, and we'll be happy to teach them how to sew. We're a bunch of grandmas, you know. We'd be happy to teach them how to sew.
What trends or techniques are you seeing this year that might surprise people?
Quilting is very traditional.
Yeah.
It usually, you know, it started off with scrap clothing and put together, and then it became more of an art form where you take these scraps or you take new fabric and you put it together and it makes something beautiful. So when you think about what's trending this year, I would say there are a lot of fabrics out there that are very bold. and really bright and colorful. Mm-hmm. And they're just so much fun to work with. And you kind of transcend these rules that you have to have something to kind of calm you down, like white, you know, or whatever. But I'm seeing more of these bright colors putting next to bright colors. And just it's just mixing and just creating something really beautiful.
How long does it typically take to make a show-ready quilt?
That depends on the person and how difficult the quilt is. There was a pattern that I saw recently that I decided to do as our challenge quilt, and I put it off, procrastinated, and started it beginning of October. It was due December the 16th, and I finished it on December the 15th, working every moment that I had available. It is a lot involved in a paper piecing fabric, but it just depends on the person and the difficulty of the pattern, because there's some patterns that are like 3-yard quilts that are not difficult to put together. However, you can get to some more intricate quilts, which can take you a long time.
In contrast, I have a quilt in the quilt show that I designed myself, and it's a very simple design, and I thought it would be an easy quilt to make because there's no piece, and you just sew one piece on top of the other and quilt it at the same time. That quilt took me 5 years to do because once I got it started, it was hard, and I had to kind of power through this. This is so hard, I can't do it. It's more of a mosaic quilt, and so I had to pick each fabric and sew it on. And so it actually took me 5 years to make because I kept putting it away and bringing it out, and it's done now, and I'm really happy with it.
There are two different kinds of quilters. There's the ones that are minimalist, so they start one quilt and they finish that quilt, and that's all they have in their sewing room is just these little projects. Then they have to finish the project they start. And then there's quilters like me, who has about 30 or more unfinished projects, because I start them, and I guess I'm a little bit ADHD because I put them away and then I start on something else. So you have this huge stash, and sometimes we like to buy fabric more than we like to sew it.
It's the exciting part of quilt making is the very beginning, because it's new and it's exciting and it's possible and it's very easy to just start. And once you get into it, maybe you decide it's a hard quilt like my other quilt and you get discouraged and you can't finish it. A couple of years ago, I determined to finish all of my unfinished projects. We call them UFOs, unfinished objects. And I did it. And that was my last quilt, my last UFO to do. And I said, that's going in the quilt show.
You mentioned that you have a sewing room. And mm-hmm. even before you had said that, I had this vision that you each have like a dedicated room in your house for quilting.
Not everybody does. I mean, I sewed on my kitchen table for many, many years. Only once I retired and moved to California was when I got my dedicated sewing room. So not everybody has the opportunity to have their own room, but we all have material or fabric under the beds, in the closets, any place that you can possibly put them.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
That's true.
I'm speaking with Grace Ward, outgoing president of the Valley Quilters Guild, and incoming president, Amy Mora. What is the biggest misconception people have about quilting?
I think that people look at it and say, I can't do that. And the thing is, you have to change your mind to say, I can do it. I can try. What have I got to lose? And just to get to know somebody that's a quilter and get them to help you get started. It's not hard. It's just sewing a straight line most of the time. Once you learn to do that, then you can make anything you want to make.
Yeah, I agree. Before I started quilting, I was afraid of the sewing machine because it went really fast. I used to just hand sew. But I think one of the biggest misconceptions is quilting is old-fashioned. It's for old ladies. I think it's for everybody. Some of the most talented quilters out there are men. You know, we don't think about that. And there's so many new techniques and fabrics and machines that you can get to kind of ease you into that sewing thing. But for me, once I started sewing and I lost my fear of the sewing machine, I was hooked. You know, it's almost like a rush, you know, to get something and to finally finish it. It's such a feeling of satisfaction.
The other thing is maybe that people feel like they have to have the $1,000 machines or $2,000 machines, when you can actually go to a thrift store and buy one for $25 that sews, it's just sewing a straight line. It doesn't have to be the one with all the gadgets and stitches. So as long as it's just a machine that works, that's all that counts.
Now, considering how much heart you put into these quilts, how do you decide which ones you're going to keep and which ones are you going to give away?
They talk to you. When like the one I just finished, no, it's not going anywhere. But sometimes, most of my quilts, I make them with a person in mind when I'm starting them, that I'm giving that away. And I've given many, many quilts away to family members, you know, babies. I actually had a cousin that asked me to do one for a senator in Mississippi, which I made and sent back there. And so, you know, we just give them away to people so they can love them as much as we love them. And it's all about giving something to someone else. It's not about getting the praise for making the quilt or the thank you for making the quilt. It's about being able to give back to others right now.
Sometimes you need to make the quilt, finish the quilt. The quilt has no home or owner. It just goes into the closet for now. And I, over and over and over again, I just feel it in my heart that this person needs that quilt. And for some reason, it's right, you know? And it sounds kind of funny. And it's always like the right color and the right style and the right size. And I don't know how that works, but it does.
Tell us a story behind one of the quilts or an artist involved with the quilt show.
We have an opportunity quilt where we make the quilt as a guild. Somebody will do some of the piecing. Somebody else will do. Sometimes it just goes out to everybody and it comes back. And then somebody will actually put it together and quilt it. We have one this year. It's quite beautiful. It's called On Wander Lane. And it's a calendar quilt. So it has a block for January, for February, for March, all the way through to December. And everybody who wanted to be a part of it got to be part of that quilt. And we use this quilt. We sell tickets for the opportunity to win it at our quilt show on Valentine's Day. And the money that we raise goes towards scholarships for high school seniors in the area. And last year we gave away four $1,500 scholarships, which I'm hoping, you know, would really impact. But the kids that get the scholarship, the young people that are getting the scholarships, are going into fields that could help advance quilting someday. Maybe they're going into computer design, because there's a lot of computerization nowadays in quilting. Or whatever the field that they're going into, we're hoping that it will come back to us. This year, I've been in charge of making appointments or whatever to show the quilt and sell the tickets. And we're hoping to get probably another four scholarships, three or four. But it's our way of kind of giving back to the community and kind of, having all of us touch the quilt. And whether you're involved in making the quilt or selling the tickets or whatever you do, you have been a part of it. I think that that's really kind of a beautiful story as far as what we get to do in the guild.
What inspired you both personally to get involved in quilting and in the guild?
I was raised by a mother who quilted and her mother quilted, so I grew up around quilting all my life. And my mother said no stitch is ever to be taken out. So when you're learning as a beginning quilter, and when I'm talking about that, I'm talking about actually hand quilting a quilt with the three pieces together, the front, back, and center. And as I was hand quilting, my stitches were pretty big. They called them toe holds. And so my mother taught me how to do quilting as I was very young. And I just have always felt like that to be able to do a quilt for somebody when they have a baby or for a birthday or whatever, it's just a way of showing love, because you have put a lot of work, energy, and love in any quilt that you make. And also, when I have moved over the years, quilt guilds are a safe place to go find friends. It is a wonderful organization. I have been in several quilt guilds. And when I came to California in 2016, I searched out quilt guilds that were going to be close to me and found Valley Quilters, and I just felt like it was at a home. So it has become like a second family to me, because I look in that room and see all the ladies that are out there, and gentlemen that are out there, and I just feel the love. So it is just a great place to be able to establish yourself with other friends and like minds.
And it is. It's hard to make friends as an adult.
Yes. Yeah. Very hard to make friends when you're moving around, you know, the United States. And that's where I found that it's just a very comfortable place to go, and you're always usually feel very welcome.
Are there going to be opportunities for visitors to vote or interact with the annual quilt show?
Oh, yeah. Everybody who comes in gets a little vote card, and they get to pick their favorite quilts, and they tally them up, and that the one that gets the most votes wins a little, I don't know,
they get a ribbon.
They get a ribbon. Yeah.
And like you said, there's going to be vendors there, so there will be quilts available for sale, although this is primarily an exhibition. Is that correct?
Right. But we do have some quilts in our consignment shop for sale. Our consignment shop consists of a lot of pre-loved items like sewing machines and also homemade items that are made, cozies, bags, all kinds of homemade items. And also sometimes, like for instance, somebody might have some kits that they bought and thought they were going to put together, and they decided, nah, this is just not my thing right now. So they put it in there to sign it at a reduced price. So it's an opportunity to be able to purchase some things that are handmade.
Another thing about the quilt show is the makers, the quilters, are running the quilt show. And we will have people standing in front of the quilts with, we call them white glovers. They're wearing white gloves. And if you want to see the back of the quilt, or if you want to talk about the quilt, they're there and they're happy to talk to you about them.
What advice do you have for someone attending their very first quilt show?
I would say just enjoy. We are there to inspire other people that this is a craft that anybody can do. And you can just go and see the art quilts, the traditional quilts, the flag quilts, all the quilts that are there. I can't imagine anybody not coming in and look at them and not feeling like they've seen something that they wouldn't have the opportunity to see again, because we're just showing them one time. You can't put them in the quilt show but one time. And also there are, like Amy said earlier, that we have people that have just started making quilts that are entering. And I think last year we had one that won a ribbon that had just been quilting less than a year.
Wow.
So even though you're a beginner, it doesn't mean that you can't come and participate and win a ribbon. But I really feel like people coming in and see the quilts, they can see the beauty of the quilts.
I've been speaking with Grace Ward, outgoing president of the Valley Quilters Guild, and incoming president Amy Mora. How can someone join the guild or learn how to quilt if they're inspired by the show?
Well, if you want to join the guild, we have a front desk, and you can just ask for an application, and you fill out the application and you're in. If it's your first quilt show, I would expect that you would be inspired to try it. It's a lot of fun. For me, I'm opposite of Grace. I didn't know anybody who quilted, but I had a very strong desire since I was 10. I used to get quilting magazines. I didn't even know how to sew. I didn't have a sewing machine. I knew nothing. But my desire was so great that when I finally retired, I joined the guild as soon as I could.
The Valley Quilt Show takes place at the Valleywide Recreation Center in San Jacinto on Friday, February 13th and Saturday, February 14th. What would you say to someone listening right now to convince them to come out to the show?
Don't miss the opportunity to come and see and be inspired by our beautiful quilts. and also to go shopping for presents for people for their birthdays or anniversaries, because there is going to be a lot of vendors there that will have items that will be unique. We have a lady who makes cards, greeting cards, and they're decorated. And we have people that make bags and purses. There's all kinds of vendors that we will have. And I think that if they don't come, they've missed a great opportunity.
We also have our second time around, where the pre-loved fabric, I mean, there are mounds and mountains of fabric, and it's all been curated by us during the year. There's other items like rulers and cutters and scissors and machines, all sorts of things that you can look at and buy. It's like a big a jumble sale, a yard sale. It's a lot of fun to go through.
And then I realize this is a subjective question, but I want to ask you both what you think makes a beautiful quilt.
Well, that's a good question. A beautiful quilt, first of all, whoever's looking at the quilt can see probably more than what's there or less. But you can look at it and say, oh, yeah, it's balanced in color and its values are right and the stitching is perfect. But I think there's more to a quilt than just beauty. I think sometimes quilt making, you can tell a story or tell something about yourself with the quilting. There's more than meets the eye sometimes. But obviously you have to have good techniques for things or whatever. But say if it's a child that made the quilt, you know, do you expect their stitches to be perfect? No. But you delight in it because it is made by somebody special and you can see that through in the finished product.
I think for me, a beautiful quilt can be what inspires you. Like, for instance, I'm not a modern quilt person. I can look at somebody's modern quilt and I can see the beauty in it, but it's not something that touches my heart. I'm more of a traditionalist. So when I'm looking at quilts, which I'm not a judge, but if I was judging a quilt, I would be more apt to choose a traditional quilt over a modern quilt. And I agree with Amy a lot about, you know, when you see a first-time quilter enter into a show and you see their quilt, you just feel honored that we're able to see their quilt and you can see the beauty in it. It might not be perfect, but you know, we're not perfect, so therefore we shouldn't expect perfection in the quilts. We do have several quilters in our quilt guild that have done handwork, and it takes them a couple of years to do their quilts. And when I look at my quilt and I look at theirs, I'm like, there's no comparison. There's no way that my quilt's anywhere close to theirs. But I can appreciate how beautiful they did and how much they spent on it. And there's no way to say that one quilt is more beautiful than another one. It's just what touches your heart at the time.
How can we learn more about the Valley Quilt Show or the Valley Quilters Guild?
You can look on our website, which is valleyquilters.org. And we also have a Facebook page, which is Hemet Valley Quilters Guild. And you can look at either one of those places, and that gives you contact information. We do have an email address if anybody is interested in finding more about where we meet. They're welcome to contact us, and we'll be glad to give them the information.
And how much are tickets for the quilt show?
They're $10 each. If we have a group of 10 or more that want to come, then we give them a reduced price of $8 per person. And they're able to go into our little second time around shop early if they pre-buy their tickets in a group, which is like 8 o'clock on Friday and Saturday. Everybody else can't go in till 10.
And anything else you want us to know?
Well, I think one of the things is that what the Quilt Guild does is we are socializing as quilters. And we also, in our monthly programs we try to bring in speakers that help enhance our techniques and teach us different things, even the history of quilting. We've had some very interesting teachers. One teacher that came in about a year ago taught us about how she was dyslexic and how she used that disability, if you will, that helped her become a nationally known quilter. and her quilts are just fabulous. They're modern. Like I said, I'm not a big modern person, but when I look at her quilts, and I have made one or two of them now, it's a technique I wouldn't have tried if I hadn't have seen her and heard her speak about her disability that she had growing up and how she became who she was. So I feel like that our Quilt Guild helps people grow in their quilting and also, like I said, becoming friends and family with the people that we see each month.
I know that people are touched when they receive a quilt. And I was thinking about why is it so moving. And if you think about it, a quilter has to pick out their pattern, pick out their colors, pick out their fabrics. Then you have to get all this stuff together and iron it out and cut it out and sew it together, put on your borders, sandwich it together and quilt it and bind it. It's a lot of work. And I think the part that is so touching is because all of this work is translated when it's given away. It becomes love. And I think that's why people are so touched. It's because somebody did this. They went through all of this time and effort, expense, everything, and to give it to somebody else just because. I think that's why quilting is so important and giving them away. It's like quilters take all these little bits of scraps of fabric, stuff that probably isn't any good for anything else, and it's turned into love for the recipient.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I've been speaking with Grace Ward, outgoing president of the Valley Quilters Guild, and incoming president Amy Mora about the annual quilt show taking place at Valleywide Recreation Center in San Jacinto on Friday, February 13th and Saturday, February 14th. Ladies, thank you so much for coming in to talk with us today. Thank you for making our world a little more beautiful.
Oh, thank you for allowing us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.